The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank you all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Today's show is brought to you by Buzzwax. And before we get started today, I got my dad here with me, who looks like a very miserable asshole right now. And before the owner of this company jumps on with us, me and dad, since y'all liked his video so much, we're going to eat a couple gummies before the show even starts. You got to trust me. You got to trust me with these. All right, pull your mic closer to you. I know you're not used to this shit. You can put it like real close to your lips. I'm sure you'll be fine with that. Don't start that shit, boy. All right, so just so you know what I'm going to do. Hold on, that switcher thing's going to get on my nerves. It looks way better to you guys. All right, so I'm going to eat two. You eat two. I ate two last night and drove. Yeah, I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home. Okay, but I'm going to eat two. I want everybody to see before the owner gets on, me and Donnie's going to dose ourselves. So I'll go ahead and kick in a little bit. All right. You eat two. One. Eat two. And show them. Show the camera. Just eat two. You grew up in the 70s. You did real drugs. Huh? It'll be fine. All right. So Donnie just ate 600 milligrams of the magic mushroom gummies. The other day when he ate chocolate, you ate about 600 milligrams of chocolate. So, no golf today. Well, you had fun. You was happy. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you did. So, thank you to all the sponsors of the show before we get started. Dad's got one of the Down Yonder Hatco hats on. Thank you to Seth and all them. And here shortly, in a couple minutes, y'all guys won't even know. We're going to get off here for just a second. And when we come back, it's going to be about a 30-minute lapse for you guys. So we'll probably start feeling the effects of the gummies by then. But we'll have the owner of the company and the chemist that makes all this stuff come on. He's going to tell us about each product, and Dad's going to hang out with me. And by the end of the show, we'll see if somebody's ready to take their shirt off and go watch Star Wars and lose some clothes again, eat some ice cream. Anyway, y'all hold on. We'll be right back, and y'all enjoy this show. This one's probably going to get weird. All right, we're back, folks. We took a little break for about 30 minutes. Me and Dad did a little bit of the gummy edibles, the mushroom edibles, and I want to introduce y'all to the guy that has started this wonderful company that I like so damn much now. I was already eating this stuff before they became a sponsor on the show, but now I get a lot of free shit and I get to sample it all, and we get to push them. So I want to introduce y'all to Mr. Mike. How are you doing today, boss?
I'm doing great.
What you don't actually just call the company Buzzwax. What's the name of the actual company?
It's Kooka Inc. So Kooka, we came up with it. It's short for Kookaburra, the laughing bird. So Kooka Inc. And that's how we got it.
Hell yeah. Well, I got a little surprise for you. I brought the guy that blew up the video on TikTok. It's got everybody asking where we get the chocolate bars and the gummies now. I want to introduce you to my dad, Donnie Terry.
Hey, Mike. Howdy, Donnie. Howdy.
Howdy.
You gotta be careful with Donnie on this one. I don't know how this is going to go. He's only done one show with me before, And that one got a little sideways because we had the guys like my big brother with us, and when me and Lee Tucker are together, he catches a lot of shit. Yeah. So, but anyways, so Mike, let's start off with, you know, kind of tell folks how your company came to be, and well, what's the website first?
It's KookaInc.com. So KookaInc.com.
Okay, and do y'all, you know, your website or your social media handles off top.
It's Kuka Official across everything.
Hell yeah. Well, let's start off with just kind of telling everybody how all this came to be, and we'll snowball from there.
Yeah, for sure. Around 2018, we started manufacturing CBD products when it got popular. And my background is organic chemistry and engineering. And I had a friend that told me we should start looking into THC. And growing up, we all know THC is illegal. And ends up it's not. It's illegal if you do it wrong. And I realized I could read the legalities, and we were able to get around almost all the laws. So
is that how people are making it now? Like, is that's correct. All there is to it? I thought that they like pretty much changed it being illegal now.
No, there was a federal hemp law in 2018 that changed everything. So they did it all by weight. And when you talk about smoking regular bud or flower or anything that people enjoy, they under 0.3% by weight is not a good product. But in an edible form, it is more than sufficient.
That's fire. How often do you used to do stuff back in the 70s and 80s, Don? Did you used to do the legal time, boy?
Yeah. That was the good days.
Yeah. Mike, that's what I was having to tell people on social media. They were like, you just left your dad alone? And I was like, I know my dad. He was born in 61. He was there for the heydays of the good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blast, believe me.
Yeah, like, I wasn't worried about leaving him anywhere.
Yeah. I got it.
He did fine. And I'll tell you this. You should tell him about just how, before we even get into stuff, how it made you feel. Like, as far as kind of stuff you told me the past couple days.
Comfortable. Just felt good. You know, no pain. Just easy. Kind of stoned a little bit, you're laid back.
Yeah, you just relax.
Yeah, relax. That's all. But no big deal. I mean, no bad thing.
Yeah.
It was good. It was all good.
Yeah, everybody thought that he just tripped balls.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
I'm doing the psilocybin trip next week, like 2,000 milligrams of it for the actual experience of that. But with what you offer with your stuff, it's not a high, like the mushrooms aren't, you're not high. And I don't know how it's explained that to anybody. You're just more relaxed than you've ever been in your life. You're not, your anxiety's not there. Your depression's not there.
I slept really good that night too.
And he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, I don't.
No, that's really good. Amanita's known for being sedative. And so like what you're looking for is a you're doing a trip mushroom next week.
Yeah.
What I offer is Amanita muscaria, and it's known for a different type of effect, and it helps with sleep quite a bit.
Well, hell yeah. Didn't you send us one of those?
Yeah, actually we do them in the gummies. Yep, yeah. Right there. Those ones actually have 5 milligrams of THC as well per gummy.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
So how did you end up, like, I don't know the chemistry behind any of this stuff. Like, I don't understand it. I thought that, you know, all you had to do to eat this shit or to make it real was you had to grow the shit in the ground and go flip over cow shit and find some shrooms. Like, I didn't know you could manufacture this stuff.
Yeah, you can. So I like to take everything in its raw form. So usually I reach out to companies that have it in bulk already. They do the growing, they do the processing, and I just want to receive it in bulk so I know it's in a pure form. So I know how to give it to people in the right dosages to make it a controlled experience instead of just like your dad. If he took a bunch, he could just trip balls and his pants would have been off on that course too.
How many of those we got?
I tell you, I do. I knew he was going to like them. Like,
yes.
He knows better than anybody, Mike. Growing up, I didn't do anything. I was a good kid. I think I started drinking when I was 18 or 19. Then I didn't do anything. I didn't smoke any type of weed or anything until I was like 31, 30, somewhere in there. And because I was always against it. I was like, it's a drug. It's bad for you. I didn't understand. And it seems like, especially like his generation, the people that were against it were just like, this is the worst shit ever. Like, this is going to make you fucking be stoned and run over kids and all this type of shit, those old McDonald's commercials and bullshit. And I think the people like Dad that used to do this shit that wasn't scared of it were the ones that were more relaxed than the rest of the fucking world back then. And I think everybody's just now catching up.
I agree with that. I'm the same way you are. And that's also why we didn't use drugs until we were older, because we were just hyperactive about it. We didn't. Yeah. I like to do something if I know exactly what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah. The milligram thing is the most comforting thing to me. Like, it's where I know with the dosage exactly what I'm taking, how much I'm taking. And if I, it's not like if you were just go to fucking pick some bud off of something, or you would go get shrooms or whatever. Like, you don't know how much you're taking of THC or the rest of the stuff. But now having a package to where it says 5 milligrams per gummy or 300 milligrams per gummy, I know if I do too much one time, I know to back off of it the next time. Like, I like how you can play with that, and you know kind of the exact dosage that you're taking to where you can find that comfort zone for you.
Yeah, that's one of the big reasons we got into the manufacturing of everything, as well as we were buying somebody that was manufacturing. We were buying their gummies and packing it into our own stuff, and we created brands off of it. And we were getting our stuff tested, so we would get these gummies in. I'd send them off for testing, and they wouldn't be anywhere near what these companies were telling me what were in them. And so with my partners, we decided to start manufacturing, and it ends up we can get this extremely accurate to fractions of a percentage of what we want with equipment we have.
That's so cool to me. That's so cool. So what? Let's see which one. Let's see what we're going to start off with then. Tell me about these first. The the Buzzwatch, what is it? I can't read worth a shit. The Tramp Seltzer, is that what it is? 5 milligrams THC?
Yep, they're terp seltzers. Terps are what creates, like, if you've heard of indica or sativa or granddaddy perp or any of those types of things. All it is it's the essential oils of that exact type of cannabis. So the what's infused in your purple can there, that's an indica strain. So part of the flavoring is strictly natural flavoring, along with the combination of terpenes and THC. And then that's how we get an indica, sativa, and hybrid strain drink, which is pretty cool. You don't see that. I haven't seen it on the market, so that's why we did it.
That's cool, dude. For somebody who doesn't know indica, sativa, hybrids, and all that kind of stuff, because I don't know fucking the difference, to be real with you, can you kind of explain to everybody the difference between them?
Yeah, for sure. So indica is the easiest one. Indica, known as Inda Couch. It puts you down. It's the high. That will get you tired. It's not for everyone. I don't want to say it gets you tired, but it's known for its body effects. So it's going to, the terpenes that are in there are guiding the THC to give you full body effects so that you're going to feel heavy. You're going to feel it in your body, get rid of aches, pains, and get, it's known for being sedative. And then sativa is on the other end of that. And sativa is known as just having the cerebral high and not really be sativa at all. So people think it's uplifting. It's not that it's uplifting, giving you energy. It's just, it's not taking away your energy at all. And then hybrid just means the combination of the two. It's a hybrid of indica and sativa. It's right in the middle. How'd it go?
Yeah, we broke the fucking thing. I don't know what we did. And what's stupid, and we're recording, by the way. We're back. I have to say this on every show. If it wasn't a technical difficulty, it wouldn't be the damn show when we're doing through Zoom. It's every time it is something. It's stupid. But that was one of those that the screen did something it's never done before. Like, it was a whole ass weird screen I have never seen, not once. And it just took us out of it. But we're back.
So, good.
And it gave, while I was sitting there trying to fix it or whatever, Dad's like, you know what? I'm starting to feel relaxed.
I am. Feels good. I'm trying to think that's about good. Star Wars.
That's fucking that's great. Good. The last thing that we had recorded was when I said, I'll always remember the in the couch thing. I don't really want, I think the question I was getting to after that was, did they used to have these different kinds of strands, or is that something that's came with figuring out like the chemicals and everything that go in them?
I think as science moved on, it became popular and became legalized, and they started extracting things. Yeah. I think it became more. I'm going to guess whatever they smoked out of the ditch before, okay, was more of a hybrid, right in the middle somewhere. And you would have, they would have known too, well, this one hit me a little heavier. This one I can work all day on. They just knew naturally by just smoking it.
That old ditch weed. I bet you've been around some ditch weed.
Yeah, it's terrible. I like the good shit.
What's the good shit for you?
Well, that's a long time ago. I mean, we had so many different brands. I mean, 100 brands of that shit.
I thought that was kind of like a new thing.
Oh, no. Well, back then, there was all kind of, they had all kind of names for it.
Will you remember any?
Pineapple something, Hawaiian something. And there's just so many. I couldn't remember all that shit back then.
And it was
all red, all kind of stuff.
It was
it was so strong, it would, some of it would knock you out of your damn chair.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't like that part really. But.
Well, I don't like actually like smoking. I don't know how the fuck y'all did.
Well, I quit smoking pot. I haven't smoked pot in a long time.
I'm talking about smoking.
But this year, I kind of like this because I don't smoke. And I promised I would never smoke that again to somebody. So, but this here, it's just not smoking. Just relaxing.
So you found a loophole so you still get high.
Exactly.
You want to?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, while we're on that subject, then, how about you tell us about these guys right here? The I hadn't tried this one yet. This is the Grape Ape. What is that? 3 grams of indica. And this one right here is the Black Widow or the White Widow. This one scared me. That's why I decided to try it first.
There you go. There was so those are our THCA concentration pens. And so that's how we're able to get around the loophole of it being legal anywhere. When they wrote the laws, they wrote it all around one THC, which was predominant in the plant. And so as we start processing more hemp or any kind of marijuana, we can isolate the actual THCs, and that's considered a THC concentrate with some terps.
This one's good. This one knocked me on my ass last night.
That was smoking, though, eh? No, hell no.
No.
I ain't smoking nothing.
It's a vape.
Ah, I don't like that.
Why don't you like it?
I don't like it. I said no smoking. That was a promise.
It's not real smoke, though. It is
to me.
It's vapor.
It is vape.
It's vape. Yeah. It's not smoke.
It is me.
It might come out as smoke.
Yeah, there it is.
But it's vape.
Yeah. Yep. But still, I ain't doing that.
Okay. Well, that one's good. This one last night got me. It got me good. I really enjoyed it. And this one right here was the, what was this one? The Grape Ape?
Yep. So that's one of the indicas. We try to do everything in an indica, sativa, and hybrid. Yep. So I have that in hybrid and sativa as well. And then the larger vape you got, which is the 5.5 gram, that's one of our sativas. White Widow is a sativa brand or a strain.
The White Widow name scared me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, I'm still a rookie when it comes to this shit. Anything that's got Widow on it.
And when I got into this industry, I didn't understand where they were coming up with these names. And I noticed it was just some dudes. They'd grow some new weed and they just slap a name on there. And I can imagine the crazy shit I'd come up with. So,
yeah, that's the one when I texted you last night. And I was like, excited for tomorrow. These are already done good. It's because I had ate the two of the 300 milligram mushroom magic gummies. But I also was hitting the White Widow.
Yep. Like, that's a good combination.
It's good. I was very, very relaxed. Only thing, and it was really cool. When I got home last night, I watched the movie Pure Country. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's got George Strait in it. Great. It's a great movie. Anyway, it relaxed me so much that time kind of dragged on. I was so relaxed is the easiest way to put it. It felt like it took an hour for it to get through the first 10 minutes of the movie. But I enjoyed it so much more. And I was just like, I was into the movie more. And I noticed shit I'd never noticed. It just relaxed the shit out of me.
That's when I know it's good, is my perception of time changes. Then I'm like, okay, I'm where I need to be. Like, this is where I'm looking for it. Yep.
Are you a Marvel fan at all?
Big time.
Okay, me too. I ate some trash ass Delta 8 gummies when they first came out. And yep. I ate probably way too many of them, to be honest with you. I probably ate, and I had never ate anything like this before. I ate like two or three of them, and I kept feeling like I was in the blip. I kept feeling like it would be like I was there for a minute, then I was fucking gone, back gone. Like, it was very weird feeling. I didn't like it at all. And any, like, that's why I don't really mess with the Delta 8 stuff, and I'm very picky about what I will eat or what I will do. I've tried almost all of this stuff that you sent me now, and and nothing has made me feel like it's a, even when you do get the high off the THC stuff, it's not a weird high. It's like the high you want to be.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. I can't talk how like other people make it, because I don't know. I just know when we design something with my background, I try to make it scientifically perfect what we want to make. And so I try explaining to people. People will knock like some Delta 8 gummies. We make Delta 8 too. I get it. I know that it's more sedative for some people. I've did Delta 10. I've done all the different cannabinoids. And when it's done right, like, you couldn't tell the difference from if this was from Colorado or not.
Yeah. So, and I didn't think about that. You just said it. It might not have been that the Delta 8s are bad. It's probably the company that put those out.
It could have been. And it's okay. Their consistencies, man. That's like when I got those gummies, I was supposed to have 25 milligram gummies. I had one pop at 50. I had one pop at 10. I had one at like 30. And even with the equipment, we spent too much time researching the equipment we have. And we started utilizing this stuff. When I sent it in, I'm shooting for a 5 milligram gummy. I got 4.96. Like, I don't know how much more accurate you can get on that. It was super exciting.
I still think that's the biggest selling tool you got. I think the fact that the stuff is good, but you know how much you're taking, it makes people feel comfortable with taking it.
No, and that's one thing I want to put people at ease. It was the same reason that I never smoked anything or ate anyone else's stuff until we started making it myself, because I'm half hypochondriac and I worry about things. So
absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people have asked me in the past week with the video that I posted of Dad. They were like, why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you tell him he was fixed to do it? It's because I didn't
want you're evil.
No, it's not because I'm evil. It's not because I'm evil. It's because I didn't want to worry you. I wanted you to just relax and just feel it, to where it's not, there's such a stigma with it. There's such a stigma with all of this shit, to where, you know, we probably got people where me and Dad are from, because we live in a small town, that are like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Like, what are they doing? They're doing hard drugs. And like, no, we're not. No, we're not. And like, that's why I didn't tell him, is because I wanted him to experience.
Started to.
Yeah, I just wanted you to feel it first before then be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
All right. Tell them about the THC Tropical Drizzle. This shit smells so good.
It's it smells amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's considered a hemp flower. So it's still a marijuana. Well, how they justify what marijuana is and what hemp is strictly the THC level while it's grown. Yes. And so that started as a hemp flower. And then we infuse THCA into it. So it literally is the same as what you get out of a dispensary. It's just the type of THC that's on there. And why we use THCA? THCA, when it's burned, turns into regular THC. And so you're getting the exact same experience.
Dude, that's all. I can't wait to try that one later. Let's see what we got next up here. I want to save these for last, because these...
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And the chocolate bar are my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. The Buzzwhack Gummy Fruit Punch Boosted. 500 milligram, 10 piece. What is HHC and THC?
Yep. So we do the federal limit for the amount of THC we can do by weight inside there. And then in order to get it to 50 milligrams, we use HHC, which is... I get asked this a lot, actually. HHC is a hexahydrocannabinoid. THC is tetrahedral cannabinoid. So THC and HHC. HHC is so similar to THC that it's just missing one double bond in chemistry. It looks the same. It looks like if you had two keys next to each other, you wouldn't notice the difference. Just a trained eye would be able to. And that's why it's been so popular, I guess. And one thing about HHC, which is neat, so if you do piss tests for THC, they're looking for THC alcohol. HHC by itself gives you the same high, and it can never turn into THC alcohol. So you would pass a drug test if you wanted HHC by itself.
You just sold
that's awesome right there.
You just sold a shit ton of people
right there. Yeah, right. It's one thing I haven't really told many people, but when I'm at these biker rallies and I meet people, there's a lot of guys that are truck drivers and stuff, and they'll get it from it. So, yeah. That's
fucking awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably just sold the shit out of it, because that's what a lot of people have asked me. By the way, do mushrooms pop on a piss test? I don't think they do, right?
If they had the right test, I don't know of any that would actually test for it, but it could only test good for up to 48 hours, maybe 24 hours. It's easier to clean your system of all of these other drugs. Like THC is the only thing that sits in your system, man. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So,
Do you know why THC sits in your system and nothing else does?
I believe it's because it's oil. So it sticks to your fat cells throughout your whole body. And so the only thing I can think of is when you absorb it, it's harder for it to process out of your body because it's trying to, your body's holding on to it with all the fat that you have in your system. I always joked like I have skinny employees that could pass a drug test in 1 week. For me, it's probably going to be 3 months.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Oh,
well, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't think that mushrooms would pop on one because I guess they would still have the same like makeup as like a mushroom you would eat, right?
Yeah, for sure. The thing is the active. If they're looking for, like, say you're looking for psilocybin chocolate bars, or you're taking that, the active ingredient in that is psilocybin. And so they'd have to test for that, or psilocin. There's different compounds they could try. I actually don't know of a piss test that does that, but I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah, well, good. Because a lot of people have asked me about that past week. They're like, it pops. And I'm like, how?
I don't know
how it could. I mean, because to simplify it for my dumb ass, and there's a lot of dumb listeners too. I love you guys, but you're just as smart as me sometimes. Doesn't it have the same makeup as a regular mushroom though?
The physical mushroom is, So if like you harvest it and you do all that, it is. It's just carbon arranged in a certain thing. It's just it ends up that it has an active ingredient that gives you certain effects, just like marijuana.
Okay, gotcha. All right, now tell us about Drizzle 11 Premium Strain.
Yep, so that's part of the Drizzle line. Same makeup as the other Drizzle strain. That's a hemp flower that is infused with terpenes and THCA to make it federally legal to be sold in almost every state. The states that we end up not being able to sell this stuff in ends up being the states that go fully legalized marijuana. And what it is they mute out all this stuff and make it illegal so that they can kind of keep their hands on the money. They can track it. They can tax it. They know what they're getting out of it.
Isn't that like, I know you can't say yes or no on this. It's just theorized, but I firmly believe the reason that weed and even mushrooms are illegal is because it was so hard to tax or whatever when they first came out or when it first started, and people could go in the backyard and grow it and nobody was going to make money off of it. That's what I've always thought. There's nothing really bad with them. It's just, I guess you couldn't tax it, right?
I would guess so. But then when you experience those mushrooms too, you could look at it from another angle where it's just, when you're on those, how much happier are you? Like how much more connected do you feel with people? I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but if they're trying to break up people and split people, why would you let them try any of those things?
Yeah.
So, for real.
Oh yeah, dude. 100% on that. Yeah. Let's see what we got next. Oh, here we go. I hadn't done this one yet. I hadn't tried this one yet. The milk chocolate, Wanna Buzz, legal TH9. What is it? 150 milligrams a bar.
Yep. And so each square will be 15 milligrams of THC. We're trying to keep it in the wheelhouse of what people recognize. Usually it's 10 milligram dosage in Colorado or California out of a dispensary. We made those ones 15 just to be a little stronger.
Good. I can't wait to get in there. All right, let's see. All of these are pretty much the same, right?
They're all going to be the same. I gave you one of each just because we just launched them. So it's you got three tropicals and then three just originals. Each bag has five flavors, tropical flavors, and the originals just have like a blueberry, a strawberry, raspberry.
And what? And they're just THC gummies, right?
Yep, those are. It depends on what state you're in, but most people would consider those microdose 5 milligrams each. Okay. And so it's a good daytime. I have a new one we're launching, Daytime Chill, 10 milligrams of CBD with just 1 milligram of THC in it, just so people can relax throughout the day.
I got you. Sweet. How you feeling there, Don?
Pretty good.
You want to eat? You want to bump it up a little bit and eat one of these?
I'm going to wait just a little bit.
I'm
feeling pretty decent right now.
Good. That's good.
Okay, so I kind of tricked you a little bit. Because, you know,
you always do.
Hello, I like fucking with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you ate those five pieces last week, them five pieces, were they smaller?
I was only one.
No, you ate, by the time, it was one big bar.
Oh.
But it was five. You see, he thinks one of these is one.
Got it.
Yeah. So when you ate that last week, that was, it was the half size bar. It was 1,500 for the bar, right? So you ate... You ate that amount. My math's bad. What's that? 750? 750 milligram? Yeah.
Yep.
You ate 300, but in gummy while ago.
Yeah.
You ate 600 in gummy while ago. So we ate both of them. So you can eat one. You can eat one of these. I'm going to eat one. Why not, Don?
I'm going to a party later, buddy.
You finna go to a party now.
Let's get with it.
Here. I'm eating one. Watch. I don't know.
You laid it down over your stick.
I ain't in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We end up shooting your ass.
Yeah, shoot me. You're going to love me. There you go.
It tastes great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It is not bad to eat. Like, I can understand why he ate multiple pieces.
Right.
And that's what was funny on that post. Everybody kept commenting, you suck at falling to peer pressure, by the way.
Do what now?
I said, you suck at peer pressure.
Well.
He didn't want to get fucked. No, he does. He had fun last time.
Yeah.
He got good last time.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, so what the hell was I saying? I got you threw me off, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what was I saying?
Something about the taste of the chocolate or people were asking.
Everybody on the post kept saying, like, there's no way he ate five of them because it tastes like shit. These don't. These are not bad at all.
Tastes like correct. Chocolate candy.
It tastes like
yeah.
Chocolate candy, the best you can find in store.
Yeah.
It's all about how we process it and move it into the chocolate, because that was one of the first things we addressed when we started making them, is we didn't want people, everyone thought they would taste like shit, like straight shit. Everyone's
thought. Oh, that tastes great.
No, I can fuck with them. Okay.
Yep.
All right, what we got next? All right. You just going to have to read that. I can't say that name at all.
Amanita muscaria?
Yeah, Amanita muscaria gummies. 500 milligrams for the whole bag.
Yep. Well, that's 500 milligrams per gummy. But there's six
per gummy. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And so the one you have in your hand there is straight Amanita inside that gummy. And then the green bag that you have there, that one has lion's mane in it also. So it's the Amanita muscaria and lion's mane. So it's stimulating as well. So it's good for the daytime. And then the last one is the purple bag, has 5 milligrams of THC per gummy as well.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think we covered those, but these are the ones I really wanted to get into, and I've lost them. There you go. Yeah.
Yep.
All of these right here. This is the shit that I've done so far that I really, really like.
Yes.
The Mushroom Magic Gummies and the Magic Bar. These are the shit.
Right.
And I feel like 300 milligram per one is perfect.
I think it's perfect as well. And it just goes down to the science, but that's the Amanita gummies that you first showed in the bags. We came out with those, and then we wanted to formulate something that was legal, but closer to what people were looking for when they're looking for a psilocybin chocolate bar or a gummy. And that's what we came up with. And so it's more of a proprietary blend that we put in there, but people seem to love them. You seem to like the effects. Your dad does.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I tried to explain to people all week or whatever. Like, there's the amount of people that have reached out to me that have listened to the show in the past couple months and heard me talk about it. And then the video last week of my dad, people that know him, they know he's a grumpy old son of a bitch.
But, yeah, pretty much.
But so am I. Like, I'm 36, but I'm grumpy too. And so when they saw that he was enjoying himself, they were like, Okay, Josh likes to have a good time regardless, but Donnie's kind of a grumpy old bastard, and he's happy. It's got to be something to it. The effects that I love on it, dude, like I told you, like I've battled anxiety, depression, all that shit my whole life. This shit alleviates it. Right. Like, you're not anxious anymore. You're just – that's why after watching all those documentaries and everything on psilocybin, I want to do – I'm dosing myself next week, so if I don't make it back, I'm sorry.
Wait, you're really good.
But I am doing – I'm going to do that because I love what you hear people talk about after they do the major trip one time. All their shit's gone. Like, I just read about a dude who had OCD his entire life, and it drove him insane, and he did it, and it was gone.
Yeah. It's just the chemistry of our brains when you consume something like that. It kind of wipes the field clean. I've seen it in different videos, but they talk about it. You go sledding once down a snowy hill, you hit that path, you try to go down that same path in your thought process, you get stuck in that rivet again. And so you're going down the same path every time. And when you consume either, I've seen, that's why ketamine drips are getting big.
Yeah.
They both interact the same way and make new neural pathways in the brain. So when you think of something, it doesn't automatically trigger you to go to the next thing, which always is this negative kind of depressive thought process that we all have. We have the means of doing it. All of us do it. There's something that'll trigger and you think of the same thing every time. And these help alleviate all of that.
Yeah, I try to tell folks the analogy that I try to use is if there's been a fog around your brain, like forever, you just get accustomed, you normalize that fog. And when you take these psychedelics and stuff, it starts wiping away the fog. And it's almost like the stuff that you're bitter about, the stuff you're anxious about, stuff you're mad at, sad at, or whatever, it just kind of makes you realize, fuck, why am I worried about this? Like, my thing is, I think I told you on the phone today, my whole life I've been scared to death to fly. I don't know why, like scared to death of it. And I also get to where I almost have an anxiety attack when I go through very bad traffic.
Yep.
Ever since I started doing the mushrooms and microdosing a couple months ago, now when I drive through Atlanta or bad traffic, I'm not tense no more. Like I'm not scared. And hopefully next month will be the first time I fly. But I'm not scared of it no more. It kind of makes you realize, like, you could walk out your door tomorrow and have a heart attack and die. Why am I scared of every fucking thing else in the world? Like, you have no say-so of it. And the mushrooms really make you fucking realize that. Like, it's like, why am I mad? Why am I fucking mad all the time? I'm breathing.
Right. It's just, I think I've told you before, but it's a mood enhancer. It just lets you kind of... I don't know how to describe it. People have to experience it. They really do. And they have to do it in a controlled way, though. That's the same way that you're doing with those chocolate bars or those gummies. You're able to control it. It's not like you're buying this bag of mushrooms or something and you're taking them and you don't know exactly what the effects are, the strength, or where it came from. And when you're kids, too, they seem to just do it to get fucked up or trip.
Yeah.
You're using it for a reason. You're trying to relax. You're dosing it right. You need to make sure it's dosed correct.
Yeah. That's why that dosage is, I'm telling you, that's the most important thing.
I think when I find the right ones out of this bunch, I'll be eating these for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the point. You won't want opioids anymore. You said ketamine a while ago.
I don't get high and all messed up my head. I just want to relax a little bit.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
Exactly. One of my buddies is a veteran, and at the VA that he goes to in Kentucky, they started doing ketamine treatments for him. And that's what, when he told me about that, and I'd already seen some documentaries and read about it, I was like, if they're giving vets ketamine treatments, why? And there's got to be something to it. There has to be. So it made me go down a rabbit hole, and that's where I'm at now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Have you ever heard the theory? This is, I'm getting a little high.
good.
Yeah, I'm getting a little warm over here.
You're getting warm?
Yeah.
He gotta take his shirt off. You ever heard a theory, and I can't remember the dude's name, but I heard it on Rogan and then I looked it up to learn some more about it. But it's where they think that the reason why our brains evolved in the first place was because cavemen started eating fungi and everything that was around, and it helped develop the brain.
Yeah, I've heard something like that. And it makes sense because they say it opens up new neural pathways. It could, I don't want to say that it stimulates nerve growth or brain growth, but it means that maybe we started looking at things and perceiving things differently when that happened.
I did too. I think from all the stuff I've watched, and for anybody else who wants a good example of this shit, there's a, and I talked about it on every show, so y'all have heard it in the past week, but HBO has a Real Sports or whatever on there, Brian Gumbel. They have an episode from November of 20, and it is MMA fighters. It is football players with concussions. They all have severe, like, brain damage, like PTSD, everything. They went and did a ayahuasca treatment all together. And when they did the ayahuasca treatment, like, even the quarterback from the 80s, Jim McMahon, like, he's thought of, like, he talks on there about how he's thought about killing himself 1,000 times because of all the pain he's in. He did one ayahuasca treatment, dude, and he was so much better. I think this shit was made for us. Like, mushrooms in one way or another was made to help repair our shit.
Yeah, I can agree with that. There's a lot of things, just like the THC and the cannabinoids. You have receptors on your bodies that literally all of us have, that the receptors.
He's just, he's just smiling his ass off.
That's good. There's receptors in your bodies meant for cannabinoids. They literally cannot receive any other signals throughout them. And we've removed cannabinoids from our systems. We've removed any type of mushrooms out of our systems, all the way down to the meat we eat. Those animals aren't consuming them anymore. And I think maybe it'll come out as, like, more of a, we're supplementing ourselves more than anything.
Yeah. You look like you're supplementing the shit out yourself right now over there, bud.
Kicking in there.
Easy boy. Okay, so once again, everybody listening, Mr. Mike, you don't know this. What? I know I said earlier, Dad's kind of a grumpy son of a bitch. Seeing him smile like this and he's not drunk, it's like, for me, I know that the shit works on me because I feel it. I can look at his face right now the same as I did when he was playing golf and shit. He, he's just like, fuck it. He's like, I'm not going to bitch today.
That's pretty much it.
And Don, you feel in control, don't you? Like, you're not freaking
out? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're so comfortable right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, getting up and just doing anything.
You're right. You're enjoying yourself. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's Bert. I like the fact you said comfortable, because it's not like it's a bad high. Yeah. It's not like you don't feel like you're in control. It's not like you don't think you can get up.
If it was bad, I'd get up, walk out.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, it's not. Like I said, it alleviates all the shit. I'm big into psychological shit now because of stuff in the past year or two, and learning and reading about it. And it's like all the shit we've been programmed with every movie we watched, everything we've ever seen in life, it makes your brain think that one thing is right. And it's not necessarily that it's right, it's your perception. And with taking stuff like this, it starts to change your perception on stuff. It's not that it's mind altering, it's thought altering, not mind altering, is kind of how I like to put it. Like, it just changes your thought process and what you believe it and see. And the look at him on it right now, he's believing and seeing some other shit where he ain't got to be fussy.
That's right.
That's good.
If anything, you might have saved our relationship, Mike, because me and him could have beat each other's ass usually
argue about every time we get together.
Yeah.
So we're cool now.
Yeah. Just keep giving you mushrooms. You'll be a happy. As long as you ain't.
I just appreciate you guys trying it. And I'm super psyched that it works for you guys like that.
I love it.
You can talk more. Or can you?
I don't think I can.
Right?
I think I'm just in the relaxation mode.
Yeah. I can see it. The reason I wear glasses all the time now anyway, because these lights suck so bad. But one way, surefire way you can tell that it's starting to work, your eyes get watery. Yep. And it's from you being happy, I think. Like, you're happy. I'm already looking at his eyes right now. It's like, me and him are both tenderhearted crybaby bitches anyway. But as they're looking, I've seen plenty of tears in your eyes. That's what I meant. I know how to tell. He's just over there like, I really want to zoom in on your face right now.
I don't see.
Anyway, I think we covered everything, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I've had several people that have went to the website since I posted it for the first time yesterday. Yep. And they said everything was, like, really decently priced too, by the way.
Right.
So it's not like stupid out of control. And I think it's a safe enough amount of money that if you just want to try it,
yeah,
I can just see, like, if it works for you or not. Like, you're not spending a whole shit ton of money to do it.
No, you don't. And anything over $100, we ship it for free. We eat the shipping every time it goes over $100. So.
Hell yeah. Well, Mr. Mike, I can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all being part of the show now, us making content and doing stuff together. But I really appreciate just what you do. The more that people try this, the more they're going to realize, hey, you don't need an antidepressant. You don't need all this other bullshit. Like this yep. right here, I know it's not technically natural because you're making it, but it's yep. from a natural thing. And I just think this is the kind of shit we should be doing. And it's not, I've never, ever took them and then been like jonesing for it the next day either. So there's no addiction or anything to it either.
Correct. Yep. And one thing with the mushrooms, period, the Amanita or any of it, if you get this effect today, you do a little bit tomorrow, you're going to have to up your dosage a little bit throughout the next few days if you're going to like use this every day. But if you want to reset, literally take 2 days off, please dose it the exact same that what you started with, because yeah. your whole body responds. It resets extremely fast.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. I got you a beer. But anyway, Mike, I appreciate it, dude. I think that's good. I think we covered everything, right?
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
Well, one more time, give them the website they can go to. I think the discount code that y'all have for me is Josh Terry.
Yep, so, Josh Terry.
Yeah, so just tell them where they can find it and we'll get offered.
Yep, KookaInc.com, KookaInc.com.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Mike, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And thank you for making this stuff.
For sure. Just let me know when you guys need more.
All right, today.
I'll send some more out this week, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, you might have fucked up. You might should have found people
called that, you every couple days.
you might should have found people that didn't like your product so much. All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate it, brother, and we will talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, Josh. Thanks, man.
Thank each and every one of y'all for hanging out and listening to the Josh Terry podcast. Don, thank you for coming and being part of it.
You're welcome.
I'm just glad you enjoyed this shit.
Oh, I did. I had a blast. Good. I'll have to do it again.
You probably will.
I hope so.
All right.
Give me my damn gummies.
I'm going to give you some fucking gummies. Calm down now. All right, folks. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. We'll catch y'all later.
Take these, Mike.